This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was a total snooze.
Ottoman game, as you would call it.
Like, dude, Phoenix, are you there?
No.
I knew you were bad.
Yeah.
But that's where you are?
I guess.
And holy crap.
John Bloom joined us yesterday, radio play-by-play announcer for the Suns, and you know I love John Bloom.
You do love John Bloom.
And he kind of all but said it in his tone. Like, he didn't say flat out, we stink and we're getting clobbered, but there wasn't a lot of, you know what? It's a win or lose. It's a win or go home for us. And
prideful
this and that.
Night.
Right. It was kind of like, well, I mean, guys, I mean, you see it and I see it. And I even asked him directly about Coach Bud. Like, what do you think in the future? And he didn't want to answer it. But what I heard in his tone was he's gone and this whole thing is going to change.
The whole thing's going
to
blow up.
It has to.
And the Warriors just, I mean, what a perfect thing when they've got three games in four nights. What a perfect thing to have those, you know, the key players in the second half just watch basketball. You know, we got a Pat night. I love a Pat night.
Yep.
For the Warriors in the fourth quarter.
Shout out TJD getting some minutes.
Well, TJD got
actual real minutes.
He got real minutes, and then he got fake minutes also.
Right.
So real and fake all at the same time. How about that?
Pretty funny.
But anyway, this whole thing. That was perfect. That's exactly what the Warriors needed, and I think you're going to get a lot of that. You're going to get a lot of that this week. And yes, I would expect and hope for more of that tonight, which is why, you know, foot has to be on the gas at all times because you never know when a bunch of NBA players are suddenly going to go on a heater, which is what happened in Minnesota last night. And that's huge, huge for the Warriors. Minnesota is in Memphis tomorrow night. You are big Minnesota fans. Because essentially, if Minnesota can win that game, I think the Warriors will handle business and be no worse than the sixth seed by Friday night when we go to bed. That's what's on the table. You win tonight, you win against Portland, and Minnesota beats Memphis tomorrow night, you clinch a playoff spot.
Absolutely.
That's huge.
And even beyond that, like, you look ahead of you, and Denver's lost four in a row, and they seem like a team in somewhat of disarray, and you've got the Clippers. You're tied with the Clippers. And if they win their next two, and so do you, and then you beat the Clippers, there's a chance that you can get to the four seed. There's an outside chance you get to the three. I know that. Tonight's going to be fascinating with L.A. and Luka at Dallas.
Luka's in Dallas tonight.
I can't wait to see that because Dallas is still, like, if Dallas wins, then they're in. It's a win and in, the play-in. And if you lose, there's still an outside chance that Phoenix can catch you. They probably won't. But for Dallas, you're motivated. Luka's back. It's the Lakers, and you can win and make the play-in. So tonight, And I think it's a 4:30. Yeah, 4:30 game.
It's the front end of the ESPN double dip.
I cannot wait.
Denver and Sacramento is the second game.
And I can't wait as we get closer to talk about like what the Dallas fan base will do, boo or cheer, video tribute or not. Luka coming off of a pretty embarrassing performance where he gets thrown out for trash-talking a fan.
Right.
Did
the ref think that he was talking to him?
Yes.
Or was he upholding the, what is the tenor of the sport by throwing him out because he was saying something to a fan? I couldn't figure that one out.
In the pool report postgame, the official says that they thought that Luka was talking to the officials.
Right, of course.
Okay.
And Luka
so
is...
That was a big old whoopsie-daisy by the refs then.
Well, you know what it is?
He wasn't talking to the ref.
Right, but when you're the official and you are just officiating the game and you have a player who's directly yelling in your direction, it's hard to not take it as such. And I do think if you want to talk about a reputation, and it's a reputation sensation
It's fair.
So Draymond Green goes to the basket and tries to score and his elbow hits a guy in the face. Well, it's Draymond. That's a flagrant. And when you're Luka Doncic and you're barking not at an official, but toward an official, official is going to, in the same way, he's going to assume that the player is yelling at him.
I get it. Listen, we really want to get into some Brandon Pajemski stuff.
Big time.
And we'd love to hear from you, 888-957-9570. But while we're on this topic, can I say something unfair?
Sure.
I want to say something unfair right now. Luka, shut up.
Oh, boy.
That's not
unfair.
It's totally unfair. I root for a team that has Draymond Green. It's totally unfair.
Well, you've said the same thing about Draymond Green.
Well, not really. Not really.
Well, I have.
A lot of people have. But Draymond Green, I would argue, needs that. It's literally at the core of a lot of what he does. Draymond is a defensive genius. Draymond is a heartbeat energy guy. Draymond is someone who, his talking, that is him. He can't, when the game ends and there's no one to talk to, he'll get his own microphone and find Baron Davis and talk to him. It's who he is. Dylan Brooks, I can't stand you, but I'd never say that to you. You guys don't have the offensive talent that Luka Doncic does. And NBA trash talk is very much at the core of the league. Kobe and MJ and these guys talked all kinds of stuff, but they did it in a much more subtle way. The way that you do it, it's a little under your breath. It's in the face of the opponent. Y'all have that conversation with each other, and off you go. Luka, whether it's the refs, the fans, the other team, even when he's not speaking, the palms are up constantly. He won't go play defense. Dude, if you're really one of the most talented offensive players in the world, shut up. God, watching you play basketball is infuriating.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we talked about this last week surrounding the Laker game. I think Laker fans are so desperate to get back to their championship ways, they've convinced themselves that this is the next guy to sort of like carry the entertainment torch for Laker basketball. And I think it's laughable. Like, you tell me, play that old game that we used to with the cartoons when we were kids. Which one of these is not like the other? All right? Ready? Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Luka Doncic. Which one of these is not like the other?
Yep.
Which one?
Well, it's probably Luka.
Of course it is.
I mean, he, on the surface, can be in the same conversation as a player eventually. He's young, he's talented, he's really good. He's done some winning at that level, but the way he comports himself, it doesn't work. And I think about other players like Kobe Bryant and trash talk and Michael Jordan. I don't recall them ever having to trash talk a fan. And that's what got Luka his second tech.
Yeah.
Because there was a fan that clearly was in his ear. And so he spun around to try to get at a fan. Like, he's a fan.
Yeah, just
he's
shut a fan. Up. It's wild. But anyway, 888-957-9570. You said something about an hour ago. We're chit chatting, and it started to come up on the crossover. But there's a lot more meat on the bone. Brandon Pajemski, okay, last 11 games. Since his most recent injury, he's come back. He's played 11 games. He's averaging over 18.5 points per night. 11-game stretch. 18.5 points per game. And he leads the NBA in three-pointers made. 42 three-pointers in those 11 games. You don't need to be good at math to realize that that is almost and approximately four made threes per night over these 11 games. Sustainability is the question. It sounded to me like you don't think it is.
Well, this, what he's done in 11 games, I don't believe it is sustainable, because if he does this over the course of however long, well, then he becomes the best three-point shooter percentage-wise in the history of the game. No one has ever shot 51 or 52% from three. So if you want to project this out over a playoff run and think that he's going to do this, I think that that's pie in the sky thinking. And I'm looking at the games, 19 games when he after he got hurt the first time, and it overlaps a little bit with when Jimmy arrived, and he was 34% from three. He was 14 a game. And he was, you know, getting six rebounds a night. Six rebounds a night is what he does. He loves to rebound.
He does.
He's great at it. And early in the year, he was an awful three-point shooter. Middle of the year, he was okay, trending toward being better. And the last 11 games, he's been the best three-point shooter we've ever seen, including Steph Curry. So is that sustainable? Well, if it is, then let's go ahead and talk about when the parade's going to be. Because if Pods shoots 51% from three, and he gets you 18 or 19 a night, and Steph is good, and Draymond and Jimmy and Kuminga and whatever else, then, yeah, now maybe we do have action in June.
Okay, let's change this from sustainable and more focus on what is needed from Pajemski in the playoffs. As I said in the crossovers, next playoff game will be his first.
Yep.
And we know this is why none of us think that Houston is a problem. Houston, you're not a problem. Why? Well, because you're all 22 years old. And none of you have ever played in the playoffs before. So it's a different game. It's a different sport. And you're going to wilt or you're going to falter because of inexperience and all of that. Does that apply to Brandon Pajemski?